Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Pizza box that turns into a table for eating in bed. Male chest hair, hot or not? And is SPF 50 enough to protect you from sun damage? It is Wednesday, the 20th of June, 2018. We're Jeff and Jen, and here it is, your news that didn't make the news on Cincinnati's Q102. All right, when you're sitting at work, do you ever zone out and start daydreaming about how you would rather be on a beach or climbing Mount Everest or, I don't know, seeing the exotic sights of wherever your dream vacation destination is? All right, maybe not the people in this room. But.
Well, maybe that's what I'm doing right now.
I was taken there instantly.
But for those people, that daydreaming adds up. And according to a new survey, the average person spends 284 days of their life dreaming about being on vacation.
It's always a beach dream.
Mm-hmm. If I reminisce about anything, it's like going to Punta Cana or Jamaica. Mm-hmm.
Mine are split between the beach dreams and the, like, tucked away in the mountains or at the lake away from populations.
But nature. It's all about nature.
Being away from
people.
Plugged in things.
Got you.
Electricity.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that means anything. Like, I was thinking about it the other day. I was like,
you mean like a shack without electricity? Like a cabin kind of thing?
Living off the grid up in a cabin along Lake Michigan or something.
Mm. Away from the chaos. Would you be able
to do that?
I don't know. And I was thinking about that when I was having this thought the other day. I was like, man, I find myself thinking about that a lot, but really, could I do that? I don't know.
I mean, maybe
I don't know.
For like 4 days, but not forever.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, that could absolutely be, you know, made to happen for you if you wanted to. According to a new survey, though, the average person who spends 284 days of their life dreaming about vacation, when you break it down, is based on 113 hours a year for 60 years, or about 18 or 19 minutes every day, which sounds like a lot. But the study found there's a lot of stuff that gets us thinking about traveling. Like, the survey found the average person sees 2.4 photos on social media every single day of other people on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And it also found that tons of movies make us wish we were traveling. Everything from Lord of the Rings to Mamma Mia. We see these movies that are filmed in exotic locations, and immediately you're like, oh, where is that?
Yeah.
That's beautiful,
yeah,
there. Where is that? And you look to see if they, you know, at the, in the credits,
mm-hmm,
the filming locations, if you can figure it out, or you can look it up online and say, we should go there.
You know, in between shoe sale advertisements on my Facebook feed are all of these pictures of these exotic places where the ocean water is just clear and blue. And then there's these beautiful huts right on top of the water with glass bottom floors. And you can watch the fish. And
I know. Wow. I want to do that, too.
All those, though, I bet those are insanely expensive.
They're not terrible. I mean,
Depends on where.
Yes, I was going to say, because when the last time we were in Jamaica in Montego Bay, I believe it was Sandals was building those, like out over the water type areas. And they're expensive, but they're not as expensive as going to Fiji or the Maldives or those places.
How about Bora Bora?
Yeah, see, so that's going to be probably $10,000,
$15,000. A night.
That's going to be a lot.
Hey, there's an interesting story out of Indiana that is showing how this is becoming more and more of a thing on multi-laned freeways. If you've ever found yourself irritated because someone in front of you is squatting and driving too slowly in the left lane, this story is for you.
Daily. Yesterday, it was trucks on 75 North. Truck drivers should know better.
Well, typically, it is a rule. We looked this up. It is a rule in the Ohio State Driver's License Handbook that says if you're on a multi-lane roadway that you're supposed to yield to passing traffic by staying to the rightmost lane of a multi-lane roadway, which means allow people to pass you on the left, not on the right.
If somebody's passing you on the right, that's a sign.
You're in the wrong lane. Right. And now we're starting to see more and more signs pop up in the medians. There are these white signs that say one of two things. It either will say slower traffic, keep right, or keep right, except to pass. Mm-hmm. And we see them on I-74. We're seeing them on 71.
And it just so happens that I'm always passing somebody. So there's really no need for me to leave.
I've seen them on 275. They're starting to pop up. And now we're seeing actual enforcement going on by the police. A state police trooper in Indiana was on Interstate 65, about 35 miles south of Indianapolis on Saturday. He noticed there was a huge backup in the left lane, and he realized it was because a woman was driving under the speed limit, which the speed limit was 70 on that stretch of roadway. She was driving under the speed limit. There were like 20 cars that were stuck behind her. So he pulled her over. Under Indiana state law, the left lane is for passing. It's true in a lot of states, but
how do you not notice a line of 20 cars behind you?
Or why? It's because I don't think they're paying attention or aware. That's my biggest problem, is when people aren't aware of the situation.
I mean, I can understand for zoning out for just a little bit.
Right.
And, you know, all of a sudden looking up and there's two or three. But when there's 20.
Yeah. When you're like, holy crap, I'm in the left lane, I got to get over.
But then there are some people that sort of have this sense of entitlement. Like, I can squat in any lane I want. It's a free country.
Or they don't need to be driving any faster than they are, because that's breaking the law.
Right. But the truth is, you're actually breaking the law by squatting in the left lane when you're not passing other cars. So if you are going under the speed limit, you are legally required to get into the right lane. This woman did not. So she got a ticket. And the general consensus on social media seems to be this cop is a hero. His tweet about what happened has gotten over 28,000 retweets. It's not the kind of thing you see enforced very often, but boy, when it does, it gets quite a response and a lot of comments from people asking him to come patrol in their states.
Right. Well, there's like two pros of it. One, you got to have your quotas and make money for the city or the county, right?
Right.
There's always going to be someone doing that. Mm-hmm. Let's fix the potholes, pay your salaries. And then two, if people know they'll get pulled over for it, they won't do it anymore.
Let's hope it's
less likely
deterrence.
To, anyway.
I don't think people care.
You're right.
They don't. I just don't think they do.
It is interesting, though, the difference in attitude, because in Europe, if you drive on a multi-lane freeway in Europe, it is a game of leapfrog where everybody is trying their best to stay in the rightmost lane. And when they pass, you know, they pass quickly and efficiently. But you see, even on four-lane freeways, leapfrog, leapfrog, leapfrog. And it's a system that works. And then you come back to America and you're like, everybody's just squatting. Like, they pick a lane with no real rhyme or reason. And they wonder why everybody's so pissed off at each other on the roadways. Come on, man.
See, that leapfrogging is more stressful for me than just
It's not at all, because if you're going back. I'm telling you, this is the easiest thing in the world, because you pick the speed you want to go. And typically, 9 times out of 10, you find a lane where
you just stick in it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And if somebody wants to go faster, they just pass you.
Well, I remember one time we were on Mountain Parkway going to Hazard, which is a 2-lane highway, very similar to like AA Highway 74 or whatever. And my mom is like, all you do is you keep getting in one lane and then going back in the other to pass people. And I'm like,
That's what you're
supposed to be doing when you're driving in a 2-lane road.
No, now it'd be a different thing if somebody was like erratically changing lanes and zigzagging around cars and passing them on the right where it becomes dangerous. But these were left-hand side passes that were You know, very organized, if you could believe that, and efficient.
Don't you wish? I wish sometimes that I had a giant arrow on top of my car that I could hit when I want someone to like get over. You know what I mean?
Like you a hit pull the over,
button and it's like, and it blinks. Like
I think everybody wishes they had that.
Maybe with a little siren.
Maybe yeah, not. I don't even need the siren. I just want the giant arrow.
That's funny.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
If I order a pizza because I'm feeling too lazy to cook, it also probably means I'm feeling too lazy to do dishes or maybe even get out of bed, which is why this invention is genius. There is a pizza company called Boston Pizza, which is actually in Canada, confusingly enough. But
this
anyway,
is awesome.
They just invented a pizza box that turns into a table. So you just fold out a few flaps and boom, you have the perfect little table for eating in bed.
If that's not
or the wherever.
Ultimate lazy dinner order. I don't know what
you
is. I mean, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing.
You gotta see the photo of it though. It is ingenious. Like La Rosa's needs to like enact this. Like,
really?
Call
it's
up
that
the people
good.
In Canada and be like, can we get the rights to this down here?
Mm.
Just do it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. We don't know whether American pizza places might start using these boxes on a permanent basis, but...
Let's do it.
I don't know.
We need to start a petition, or whatever that is. A rally.
So, a chef in Melbourne, Australia, has just created dough nugs. You've heard of the cronut. Well, this is the dough nug, which is fried chicken nuggets shaped like donuts. And then they add different toppings like Dijon and cheese or chili flakes and black salt. Really, the possibilities are endless. They're only going to be available in Australia for now, but the guy behind them says he plans to expand to America and the rest of the world as soon as he can.
Hmm.
Those are like chicken circles. What do they call them at White Castle?
Chicken rings.
Chicken rings.
Yeah.
Right. And based on the way these food trends are going this fall, you might be able to get a pumpkin spice version of just about every single food in the world. Because some people, for whatever reason, cannot seem to get enough of that flavor. The people at Kellogg's just announced that they'll be making pumpkin spice frosted flakes this year.
How about that?
They should hit stores before the end of the summer. And according to a few food bloggers who got to taste them, they're actually not horrible. The only question, why wait to release them? You know, Kellogg's already kicked off pumpkin spice season with Special K pumpkin spice crunch cereal showing up in stores last week. So why the delay?
Right.
And in other news this morning, it's been a lot of years since actor Tom Selleck was America's number one male sex symbol. This goes back to the day when the 1980s hit TV show Magnum P.I. was really big.
God, my mother loved him.
Yeah, what's that show Tom Selleck is on now? He's
Blue
an older
Bloods.
Guy.
Blue Bloods.
With Donnie Wahlberg.
Blue Bloods, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He plays the dad and the...
The chief of police or something,
yeah,
right?
Or the captain or whatever they call him.
Yeah. But everybody apparently has forgotten what Tom Selleck brought to the table in the 1980s when he was Thomas Magnum.
Short shorts.
And that convertible.
You know, what's funny is last night I took my parents who are in town and they're big Detroit Tigers fans and they're playing the Reds yesterday and today. And you remember Magnum always wore a Detroit Tigers cap.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
There were so many people at the game last night dressed up in their like Hawaiian shirts.
Really?
And their fake
really?
And like fake mustaches dressed
oh,
like.
Oh, how fun is that?
That's great.
Dressed like Magnum. I'm like, hey, there's Magnum. No, there's Magnum. No, there's
that's
Magnum.
That's hilarious.
When that was on, that was one of my favorite shows. I loved that show.
Did you like Higgins?
Yeah, he was funny.
What did he? I don't remember. What did he do? He was a detective. It was like CSI?
Magna PI? Yeah, he was a private investigator. And he lived in Hawaii. The whole show was filmed in Hawaii.
He had a cool car. He had a friend with a helicopter who would help out once in a while.
Right. And one of the big things is he would wear like these Hawaiian shirts with, you know, that were kind of like buttoned down a little bit. And you could see his chest hair blossoming out of his shirt. So that's kind of what Tom Selleck was known for, because, you know, chest hair, that was a hot thing in the 80s. And so the latest survey asked people if chest hair is hot or not, if that's coming back. And the answer is no, at least according to the ladies.
I like not a lot.
28% of women say they're okay with it versus 35% of women who are not okay with it. Men slightly prefer chest hair by a tiny margin. 21% like it, 20% don't. I guess the majority either don't care or
it hasn't crossed their mind. I think it's hard to maintain it, though. If you have a lot and you wax or shave it, isn't that kind of challenging to keep up with?
And I would think it would itch when it grows back and all that business.
True.
I do a quarterly trim when it starts getting a little crazy.
Do you have a lot or is it just a little?
It's all over.
Yeah. I mean, you take a look at the top of Tim's head. I mean, he's got thick,
got a nice curly hair. Oh, that's not really a lot.
But I just did a quarterly trim.
Oh.
Oh. So what would it be like if you let it go, say, for a few months then?
It would be a little
back with a vengeance.
A little more curly.
Show me before you do the next shaving.
Let's let it grow all the way out and see how we feel about it.
But I'm not afraid to show it. You know, I know people in my world that like have to shave it, like can't be seen with it.
Yeah.
Just that was one of the funniest things I thought about Tim when he first started working here. He would change out of the gate. He would get naked in this room and just change his clothes in front of everybody.
He likes
being
naked.
For the record, there were reasons that we were changing our clothes for photo shoots and things.
Sometimes I felt like you were a little more free than you really, maybe
we all
others
got these
are
things. I mean, I've seen them before.
I don't
right
care. I'm just saying it was very interesting to be like, wow, you just take your shirt
off right there.
And his pants sometimes.
He's not trying
Tim
to
again, taking off his pants.
He's not trying to impress anybody.
Yeah, it's fine. I was okay with it.
Yeah, did that make you guys feel more comfortable, more prone to take your clothes off since Tim was so willing?
Well, obviously not, because we were intimidated by the physique of this one that we dare not, you know.
Well, I mean, by comparison, you know.
Big old handful of man boob
here. I feel like a guy, though, can just rip his shirt off and put something else on. It is a little frowned upon when the ladies got the tatas out for the lobby to see.
Frowned on by who?
By the lobby.
Oh. I mean, what would you guys do if we ripped off our tops? Would you look or would you try to, you know?
Oh, come on.
Would you try to be respectful and be like, okay.
In an effort to be respectful, I would rip off mine as well. And then I'd be like, let's all get a selfie together.
I feel like we would definitely have a conversation about how great our boobs look.
Listen,
like, your boobs look so great.
I really didn't expect them to be that perky.
Right.
I know. Who knew, right? Oh, you weren't talking to me.
No.
So I think that for our next photo shoot.
Oh, boy.
Which is probably going to happen in a week or two. So give us your idea.
In honor of Ivory Soap or whoever it was. Who was it?
Dove.
Dove. Right. Okay. I knew one of them.
Uh-huh.
They did
they
this thing.
Women of all shapes and sizes.
Women of all shapes and sizes to show, you know, these are real women.
Standing around in their underwear.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So our next photo shoot, that's what we do.
Cincinnati.
To show that we are real people. Yes.
Cincinnati.
Real Cincinnatians.
Of different shapes and sizes.
So, like, what are you recommending? Naked?
Completely naked. I mean, okay, you might have to cover up, you know, certain parts, but.
The bits.
The bits for, you know, whatever, legal reasons.
We're not going to be able to use the pictures.
Well, I mean, I love those calendars of, like, the naked gardening calendars that, like, garden clubs do.
Yeah, but they try to do it tastefully and make it look good.
Oh,
I say we
don't
even
do that.
No, we just put it out there. The good, the bad, the ugly, and all of it. Yeah.
So would we be wearing underwear, or you want us completely naked with just little bars hiding the parts?
Yeah, just bars hiding the parts.
Okay. Yeah. Some of us are going to need bigger bars than others.
Well, just
don't
I mean,
brag.
You won't need a lot of bars for the
Speak for yourself.
You won't need a lot of bars. Yeah, the bar won't be that big.
Well, I mean, for your bottom lady business, you know, like how much of a bar do you need?
Well,
over
it depends on how much caretaking there's been going on.
That's
and which direction
fun.
The bar will be aiming.
You do a quarterly trim, too?
Yeah, quarterly trim. Maybe some people go full on no trim.
Maybe somebody don't. Some people don't trim ever.
I do know somebody that works here that has a full one.
Yeah.
Jumanji style.
I mean, wild animal.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who off the air, but
can you point?
But no, because I'll be like this. Oh, no. Oh. That one doesn't have any hair.
I pointed that way.
Yeah. It's down this way.
In the corner?
Really? All the way?
Anyways, just
keep... I know who it is.
And I was like, and the funny thing is that when everyone was naked and this person was in the group, everybody was like, damn, wow.
What do you got going on?
Are the 70s back?
Where were you all naked together?
I can't tell you because that'll give away who it is.
Okay.
We might have to wear underwear.
What a morning.
Why?
Can it be Speedos?
It is the workplace.
Let's wear a tea
it's
bag.
It's got to be Speedos.
It occurred to me this is a workplace.
Tea bag would be
yeah,
good.
Right. Maybe Speedos or something would
Speedos
work.
Or gold lame boxers right. Like...
This
Jordan
is never going to happen.
That would look so good on us.
I know. There's not
it's
a shot
ever,
in hell.
Why? It would
happen.
Be the first photo shoot that we actually volunteer for here. She would be so happy.
Really? We would volunteer for that?
Sure.
I wouldn't. I mean, you know what? I feel like if you're putting yourself out there with your emotional, why can't you show everyone the outside
why can't you
as
be
well?
Naked
listen,
you know, with everything?
This would. I'm telling you, this would be the biggest thing ever. You know, putting ourselves out there.
Be something.
Almost completely naked.
All right. So the next time they come a knocking on the door
yeah.
for a photo shoot,
we're going to
say,
Jeff Hammond.
The only way we're going to do it is if we can do it naked.
Listen, for years, every time there's a photo shoot here, we have all this anxiety and we stress out and it turns, you know, it's always this miserable experience.
About what to wear.
Yeah.
This
there's all that stuff.
Out.
Or, you know, I don't feel like I look my best. This would be an opportunity for us to face that fear and just say, you know what, we're putting it all out there.
I like it.
We're overcoming that fear.
The morning show that puts it all out there.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.